Blog Talk Radio.
Much maligned cartoon feature.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the daily life and in our metaphysics and in our heart and in our relationship and certainly in our politics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins and I'm speaking to you tonight from the woods of Montana. The sun is just setting. The bears ate all the apples off my tree again. And it's beautiful out here. My cohorts, Mark Woltz, is out sick in New York City. And Ann Ortley is in Tucson traveling and cannot get to a phone. So you've just got me tonight. Now, we have been looking at some very interesting astrological patterns this last few weeks, as Venus has made one difficult aspect after another. It opposed Uranus. It squared the moon. It sextiled Saturn. Now, this weekend, Venus turns retrograde and then backs up, squares Venus, and goes through all the aspects over again. It's going to go back into Libra and then slowly around Christmas time head back through these aspects again. Now, Venus is not happy in Scorpio to begin with. So we have this so clearly laid out in front of us in the news. All of the uproar on how the anima is treated in the culture. How are women treated? How is the feminine treated? How is the vulnerable side of men treated in this process? It's been outrageous. Now, we have Venus and Mars squared off. She's still with an orb. Venus is at 10 degrees Scorpio. Mars is at 8 degrees Aquarius. Tonight, the moon is in Leo, going through Leo during the day tomorrow. And the moon is square Uranus at the moment. So it's been a very interesting pattern to watch the female and male square off. And even people who don't believe in genderizing have been saying men this and women that. And I just want to watch this in the culture as someone who spends a fair amount of time around the trans community and people who feel multigendered, and to encourage the tender within the men and the strong within the women, we need to find a way to not put this in a term of this or that. I've done many past life regressions and myself in my life. It's been very interesting. I've got 8 planets in the 12th house, or 5 planets and 3 asteroids. So it helped me in my political intensity to see how many times I'd been on all the different sides of every issue I could think of, especially the gender gap. So I began to say, why are we doing this to us? Not why are they doing that to me, or why are men doing this to women? But to how can we stop the tension between the Venus and Mars? How can we build more respect? How can we refuse to let any of it be about oppression? That the revolution is not over until everyone in the room is safe and passionate. So let's work on that. But meanwhile, we're going to see Venus and all the Venusian energy really respond with fury at the disrespect that it's been given. And this will be an interesting process to watch as Venus turns retrograde. The sun is moving in at the end of next week into a square with Pluto over the weekend. Mercury is just finishing a square to Pluto at the moment. And we see, again, looking at this intensity of experience, we've had a shootout of police officers today in South Carolina, I believe it was, and one police officer died, five more were hurt. The person who shot was a white male. And the police talked them down and took him into custody. They did not shoot and kill him. Also bringing up all the questions of how the difference between how a white perpetrator and a black perpetrator or a perpetrator of color would be treated. And so it's just the tendency is to feel riled up and to want to respond with intensity as the sun and Mercury square Pluto and Venus and Mars square. But this is one notch on the wheel. We're feeling the struggle now. And we might be feeling it. I hear clients are so charged because all of their old history has been brought up. And that will continue as Venus retrogrades. It brings up our old history. But we can go back to heal, to get those splinters out, and to do it differently this time. We don't have to find that we are repeating those old patterns in ways that are totally hard and not right for ourselves. So we have, I'm going to be taking callers in a minute. Oh, we have a couple of letters that were written in today, and I'm going to see if I can get one of those.
You've got mail.
And then go back to the talk and then come back in. If I can find those letters easily, I might not be able to. And if not, okay, here he is. Okay. The question is for someone born June 7th, 1977. And at 2:24 p.m. in Seattle. And this person says they have a lot of Mars, Venus, and Uranus action. I've heard and speak of daily rituals to work with planets for transformation. Could we share some ideas on how that might happen? And the answer is, yes, we can. We can. Every Raven Caldero, that's K, with a C, with a K, does some beautiful prayer beads for the planets. If you can Google Raven Caldera, you can. These prayer beads are wonderful for coming to terms to work with all of the feelings. But you can brainstorm and invent your own process. If you find that the positive use of any planet is always the way to deal with the negative expression. So if, for instance, this person was born with Venus and Mars conjunct at 1 degree of Taurus, and Uranus natally at 8 degrees of Scorpio, so they are opposed. At the moment, Uranus is going back and forth over their Mars and their Venus and coming to oppose their Uranus, which is called the midlife crisis. That's when, if you have anything that you've suppressed from the past, and especially dreams that you had in your early 20s when Uranus first squared Uranus, tend to come out when Uranus opposes Uranus in our early 40s. And so if you haven't run away from and joined the circus, you might want to. If you never bought that red sports car, you might want to. But the idea is to look at those dreams the last time you had them and unpack them and see if they're still relevant rather than go live out the dream of your 22-year-old person. So with Uranus, ask you to do something completely different. Uranus is the planet that spends backwards and sideways, with one pole always pointed towards the sun. It has a very unusual electrical field. It brings rather primordial chaos and really electrifies. Now, it's electrifying two planets conjunct in Taurus that don't like change. So if you don't work with Uranus, it can push you into change by kicking you out of the familiar circumstances. But if you use Uranus to explore, and Uranus on Mars, you know, find a good way to use that Uranus on Mars. And she talked about daily rituals. Well, Uranus doesn't like daily ritual. Saturn loves daily ritual. Venus might like, in Taurus, might like daily ritual, but Uranus wants experimentation. It wants to do something different every day. It wants to walk out the door and not know where it's going. So to take that sense of the adventure, of the unusual, and explore it. With Uranus on the Mars, you kind of use your energy in a different way, or you might find your temper spiking. If you find people can become very accident prone if they don't live out that Mars in a good way. If Uranus is on the Venus, it's important to practice creative process. If you're in a steady relationship, express your love in a new way. You and your partner need to go on adventures together, whether it's just an unusual coffee house or exploring a new art form or to take ballroom dancing or head to Zimbabwe. You need to find ways to explore together, or the tendency will be to explore apart because this energy wants difference, wants excitement. So good luck with that. And again, when you ask about the rituals, find positive expressions of the planets that are bothering you. Find ways to work with it, because it needs your time and attention like a toddler. And if you don't give it good attention, it'll bug you until you give it bad attention, or it gives you bad attention. So try working with that. And I see a lineup of people on the calls. I'm going to take them. If I've spoken to you recently, I'm going to ask you to not chime in because we are trying to get to as many people as possible. Hello, 323, you're on the air, area code. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Heather. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And when were you born?
Okay, wonderful. January 29th, 1966, at 4:08 a.m. in Norwalk, Connecticut. And I have someone I wanted to ask about as
mm-hmm.
well.
Hold on,
birthday.
Connecticut?
Sure.
Okay. And party B is?
August 1st, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:46 a.m. in Salem, Oregon.
And
this is someone I mm-hmm. almost married, and
mm-hmm.
we haven't spoken in quite a while. And he started reaching out to me on Valentine's Day this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was during those Leo Aquarius eclipses.
Mm.
And I just want to know kind of what you see. It's been nice
okay.
to talk again and revisit, but at a distance,
mm-hmm.
there is
mm-hmm.
a triangle situation.
Mm-hmm. And are the other person is in the triangle situation?
Yes.
Are bringing in the third corner. So you are
separated.
Is the other person is separated? Right.
Yes.
You are a Taurus moon in Aquarius with Venus, Mercury in Aquarius, Mars in Aquarius, which gets along beautifully with his sun and Mercury in Leo. Your
mm-hmm.
moon in Taurus resonates well with his moon in Pisces. But you
mm-hmm.
have a steadiness. I mean, you are all fixed signs. You know where you're going. You know what you don't want to do. And you have trouble with this unpredictability. And it feels like that's what you don't trust, is you don't trust his changeability. And that doesn't mean you can't trust it. It just means that that's hard for you. Your progressed moon is now in Aries. And it'll be in Aries.
Can I tell you one thing? I apologize. I didn't say that we're both in California now. Does that affect things a lot?
It could, but not a lot. Not from here.
Okay.
And the you started about 10 months ago. Did he contact you about 10 months ago?
February.
You said?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, roughly. He 9 months ago. 10 months ago, you began a whole new 30-year cycle.
Okay.
And you're ready to start, your progressed lunar new moon happened then, and you're ready to start a new phase of your life. So you're in a position where you would like to have something fresh and new and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus is coming to square your Mercury and Venus over the next 2 years. So you will be over the next year. So you will be changing how you feel. Now, if you settle down and marry now, if you would still be uncomfortable next year, Uranus would be square and you'd be constantly shifting and changing how you were in relationship to each other. And that's not a bad thing, that you know, you're growing into a new form together. You can't go back to how you were. You have to start over again and say, what do we know now? We're very different people than when we were young. What do we know now, and where are we going with that? Because you can't go back. It has to be like, I'm meeting you now for the first time in our new form. What do you look like? How, you know, are you somebody that I want to walk with?
Mm-hmm. And
it looks.
Do you
and
see
it,
positivity with it?
He's been through a hellish couple of years. And has really grown up in the last couple of years. His progressed Sun conjunct Pluto about 2 years ago. And I would say he's still recovering. I would ask you to, his progressed Moon is in Capricorn. So is he, how's his work going? Do you know anything about his work?
He's in a transition time in some ways right now.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh. And I would keep an eye on him and take it slow and get to know each other. If he moves into a job that he likes and he explores the world and doesn't use you to recover from her, but really comes to explore what he would like instead with you. And you'll only know that over time. So I would say enjoy the romance, but stay in the present moment with each other and see where it's going. Do not hurry this. Okay?
Do you believe he'll stay in that relationship, though?
No, he's leaving that. Was he with her for a while?
Yes. About the same amount of time we were together years ago, which was about...
How long was that?
We were together 7 years.
Okay. As a Saturn square.
And I guess they may have been together about 10.
Also, Pluto has been going back and forth over your composite Mars at 17 Capricorn. And that's the midpoint between your Mars and his. And so as it moves on, you'll be able to see more clearly. You know, your whole chart has been really rung like a bell by Pluto over the last year. I'd say you all need some time to see where it's going. Why did you end the relationship last time?
It's so hard to talk about in this situation, but it was about growth and healthy growth. Which I was needing to do, and in a faster, I'd say, rate than he was able to.
Do you think that he has changed that?
Like, has he confronted those things? I don't know. That's the only way something would work, is if that was the case.
Right. And so that's what I want. That's all the pieces. Let's say, enjoy the romance of this. And really, it's, I know you, who are you?
Yeah.
And be careful not to see him like you would like to see him, because your Aquarius can do that. You can go, I think I should be feeling, rather than what am I actually feeling? So
Exactly. Really
get to know each other, have a romance, meet up, and
is there
and
a
watch.
Particular day to meet up that you recommend in the coming
months? I would give it some time. I wouldn't hurry this week or next. If you're going to meet up, I would wait till the week after this coming, because I mentioned at the beginning, we have the sun coming to square Pluto and Venus and Mars squaring. So wait until not this weekend, not next weekend, but the week after that, if you can.
Okay.
To kind of clear the energy field.
Just for phone calls to wait till then as well?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Talk to him. Keep just listening to where he is. Find out what he's thinking, where he's going, what he's going to be like in 10 years, what he's thinking about the future. Just keep him talking and listen.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
he's
you.
He's a
so
Leo.
Much.
He'll love it if you gave him given the attention. So, you know, so much as like he's been through a lot, is he letting himself grow with it? And is he, or is he tending to blame other people and not take responsibility for his life? Those are going to be the things to keep an eye out. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
Hello, error code 3631. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. Hanging in there. I had a question. I've been hearing talk about doing certain things. Checking the aspects in your chart first, like anything like marriage, getting in a relationship, in my case, surgery. You know, they say
so
check
you're,
the aspects.
And so what is your question specifically tonight?
Oh,
and we'll use it to discuss that.
I'm going into the hospital on Friday. It's Friday, October 5th. They're not sure if they're going to do the surgery that day. They have to get my blood thinned out properly. I'm not sure what day they're going to do the surgery. They just have to get my blood thinned out. So I just want to know if I'm doing this under good aspects, as
you know,
per your chart.
You know, when we have elective surgery, we can choose. When we have to do something, we can't necessarily choose. And sometimes I've seen people delay a surgery because the aspects aren't great, but they end up going into emergency surgery because, you know, the not great aspects kind of brought a health problem to a crisis. So I say work with your doctors rather than delay. You have, you know, there's a lot of tension in your chart around health issues. You've got a lineup of planets in Leo in the sixth house. So it's going to be important for you not to make this feel worse or scarier than it is, but really give yourself a lot of kindness, because your birthday is, for those following along, June 29th, 1959 at 11:10 p.m. in Queens. Now, the things that we look for in surgery, for anybody, you want the moon not to be full, because a full moon tends to bring bleeding crisis. I had an emergency surgery at, a fairly urgent surgery, not emergency, under a full moon. And somehow they gave me an extra shot of Coumadin by accident, and my blood was too thin, and I had bleeding issues, but it was fine. I ended up doing fine in the long run. It was a little messy, but it was okay. But if I could do it not on the full moon, I did it on the full moon, because astrologers usually have to do it on the worst possible time, just so we can know what it's about. I was okay. I lived. Everything was fine. It was just a little messy. I would choose not to do it on the full moon if I can. The next thing you want to look for are good aspects from Mercury to Mercury so that your doctors are thinking and know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helpful. You want to avoid Mars-Uranus aspects if you can, but sometimes those are the very things that could make us accident-prone are helpful in emergency surgery situations because they're about moving and acting decisively. So I would have to say for you coming up, you've got you're in the heart of your Saturn return. Saturn's right on your Saturn. So you probably have some interesting relationships with taking your authority back from the doctors. And listening, but trusting your doctors, like working with healthy authority figures.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your relationship, because you got Saturn up in the 10th house with your father.
He passed away in March.
How did you feel about him?
He never really cared about me.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't close.
Mm-hmm.
He would come in my life, over the years,
mm-hmm.
for a very brief time.
And you may be feeling the same way about your doctors, that they're not very close, and they come into your life for a very brief time, and they don't listen very much. But I do feel like their doctors have a good relationship to you. Saturn is, you have natally Saturn trining Pluto in the 7th house. I think that you've got some good doctors around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it look?
You have Uranus on your right on your moon. I would say that it's brilliant. That it's a time when you need to be doing this.
Okay. All right. And within, because they don't know if they're going to do it from Friday to possibly Monday, or if
mm-hmm.
my blood goes too thin.
That's
then
not something we can really keep
back.
An eye on astrologically. But the moon will be in Virgo all weekend, which is really good. And the moon is going to move into a grand trine with Uranus and Saturn on Friday night, Saturday morning. So that's really supportive for a healthy, constructive change.
Okay.
Okay.
And when is the full moon, Heather?
The full moon, the moon is waning at the moment, so it's getting, for the next week, it's getting quieter and quieter. After the new moon in Libra, early next week, it starts to wax again, but it'll be another 2 weeks after that it's full.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
I'm okay with that then.
You're okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been hearing about, people should check,
mm-hmm.
When they're even a wedding date.
Always
different things.
I mean, I
you
say
know.
You should, but I mean, it's always helpful to check to make sure the aspects are good for important things like surgery or. But at the same time, I've noticed that when people choose a wedding date, they often, when we do the chart, it's just what they need. It could be messy, but it may be just what they need. So, you also get a different layer of information when you look at what choices people make. So I think in this case, it's if you have elective surgery, especially things people are doing, cosmetic surgery, you can choose when to do it.
Well, the odd thing was I was supposed to have it on Friday, but I had a bad reaction to the blood thinner. So they're going to do the blood thinner in the hospital. So things kind of went off flow.
Right.
Which got
this
me
is,
nervous.
You're going to do, you've got a lineup of planets in Leo in the house of health. You know it's going to be an interesting story. But I think it's going to be okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say goodbye because we're off the air. You take care.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
And good luck. We'll be sending you energy, and we hope to hear from you afterwards to how it goes. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. Always happy to hear from you, our audience. You can reach me at rowanrobbins.com. And Rowan Robbins at AOL.com. So notice the feisty energy and choose to find a way forward. Be kind to your inner male and female and ask them to work together so that you can help that manifest in the world around you. Take care of yourself. Watch those mood swings this week. Feel them, but don't believe the stories they tell you. Hang in here. Take care. Goodbye.